Blog Talk Radio.
Love and happiness, yeah, something that can make you do wrong, make you do right, yeah. Love. Love and happiness. But wait a minute, something going wrong. Someone's on the phone, 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, talking about how she can make it right. Yeah, happiness is when you really feel good. Somebody, there's nothing wrong being in love with someone, yeah. Oh, baby, love.
Man, how y'all today? How y'all doing today? What say, JP?
What's going on? What's going on, Netroy? What you say about it, man?
Oh, nothing much, man. We're going to have this little special show, man, in honor of our fellow racer, Junior Johnson, man. Pay respect, and it was a shocker to the whole racing community, to everybody that knew him and stuff like that, man. So we're just going to do a quick 30-minute show, man, and honor him and, you know, have a moment of silence real quick for him, man. And if anybody want to get on here, press the 1 button, man, and talk about it, and talk about times they had with them and stuff like that, man. Come on in here. Because, like I said, it's going to be a quick, brief show. After we have a moment of silence real quick, I got a couple words I'd like to say myself. But let's have a moment of silence for Junior Johnson. All right, man. Rest easy, brother. Rest easy. We're going to miss you. Before we get into the show, Mr. JP, I was at the quick thing to kind of like say real quick, and we take this racing stuff serious. Me and JP, lately here in the last month or so, we've been trying to get everybody united and stuff like that. This right here, man, goes to show you that it's not that serious. You know, I ain't trying to preach or nothing like that, but, man, it is life too short to be at odds with people over something so small. And I talked to another fellow racing. He told me today, and it kind of hit me in the old chest, man. He's like, man, I can't tell him I'm sorry, and he can't tell me he's sorry, you know. And that's something you got to kind of live with, and you shouldn't have to. So like I say, man, races out there, man, stuff we be arguing about it, and arguing and fun, that's a different thing. But stuff we argue about it and fall out over, man, that is life too short to be doing that, man. Too short. And I just want to come on here and tell y'all that. And, man, keep this family in your prayers, because I know they're going to need it, because it was unexpected. But let me open this mic real quick. Mr. Chucky, your mic's open, sir.
Cool. I was just checking in, listening to the show. Prayers go out to I just got on, so I didn't catch it all, but definitely prayers go out to Junior Johnson's family. It's a damn shame that, you know, I don't want to remember the guy as the asshole that crying about HMP and all that, and it really sucks that that's the page everybody is kind of on right now with him. But, you know, you got to let that shit go, and, you know, life's too short to hold grudges and stuff against people and worry about all that stuff. It's a damn shame the man is gone, you know, just in a blink of an eye. And it could be any of us. So, you know, we all need to figure out a way in the long run to get along with one another. I mean, we can talk all that shit we want, but when it comes time to walk off the playing field, we got to get along with one another. We just do. But anyway, I'm going to go on mute.
All right, Mr. Tucker, I appreciate that. Yeah, like you said, we got to get along. I mean, it's not even in racing. It's just in life, period. I don't expect everybody to hold hands saying Kumbaya, but, man, it's just a line of respect. And yesterday's show got cut a little short due to Blog Talk, and we was going to get into that. And I'm going to still hold it till next week, because that's going to be something that needs to be talked about on the whole show. It's on the lines of respect. And, you know, one of our fellow racers, you know, felt a certain way and stuff was said, you know, shouldn't have been said around his camp. So, you know, it's just, man, we gotta clean our act up, you know, just for your own personal reason, not for nobody else, just for yourself, man. But like I said, anybody else got any encouraging words on here, man? Like I said, I'm just coming on here just to pay respect to a fellow racer, a fellow guy I knew. Like Chuck can say, try not to remember the bad times about somebody, man. You know, that's why when we're trying to leave this earth, we try to leave on a good note, but you don't know when your expiration date is. So with that being said, try to end every day on a good note. See what I'm saying? Like I said, it caught me by surprise. I got a text 6 o'clock this morning about it, you know. And that wasn't the first text I kind of wanted to read in the morning. You know, you kind of like sit there and pray and want to go back to sleep and hoping it was a dream or somebody got the wrong information or something like that. Maybe you never want to hear another person die that you know. And it just kind of hits home and a little personal at the same time. For me, anyway, speaking for myself. But like I said, anybody else got anything to say, you know, press the 1 button. We might be a little bit shorter than 30 minutes, but that was my main objective of getting on. So y'all could just, you know, if y'all had something to say or, if, you know, something like that, pretty much it. You got anything, Mr. JP?
No, man, you know, whoever you believe in, man, all I can say, man, is stay prayed up at all times, man, and just, you know, man, don't go to sleep. Hatred and anger and all that bitterness on you, man, just, you know. Like, I got older, I got wise, and I just learned not to hold grudges and carry grudges over, man. You know, I just take some things for what they is and keep pushing and be cordial with people because, like you say, man, you never know if I'm going to wake up or if that person going to wake up. And it's, I'm sure that's a hard pill to swallow if just to say me and you fall out and I don't get to tell you I love you one more time and, you know, something happened to one of us, man. So it's eye-opening. Yeah. And it's going on every day, man. You know, people losing people every day, man, unexpectedly, man. And it should be an eye-opener for everybody just to get along, man. And, you know, try to be more peaceful with each other. You know, we talk shit all the time, but it's just, you know, we just got to not hold grudges with people over shit that sometimes it ain't really about nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Got it. Hold on, I got a call real quick.
I was just going to say one more thing. I'd heard from somebody that was close over there this morning that Richard Jackson took it pretty hard because, you know, they been friends 20 years, and excuse my language, but over a fucking car. A car. Not a bitch or nothing like that. Over a fucking car. Them two parted ways. And now, Richard's upset that he didn't get to say goodbye, you know. And it's all, y'all think about this, it's over a fucking car. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, man, ain't that serious. Let's see, 346-7910, your mic open.
Hey, y'all, this is Queen of HMP, Martha the South, Shotwell, if you want to call me.
Hey, Shotwell, how you doing?
I'm doing good. And let me say, I agree with everything that everybody was saying about how we should be. That's why when I get in somebody's face and I'm laughing, I'm talking with them, and they say they got this kind of problem, the first thing come out of my mouth is, we ain't promised tomorrow unless known another minute here. So whatever the beef is, squash it, because what you have in a camp is that person that's owning that car, driving that car, might not even want to, say, be mad with somebody else, but because you got other people in that camp saying this person ain't no good, tell them to step away until they get their heart right. And if your heart is right and you want to make it right and you want to keep racing with that person, you keep doing what you're doing. Don't let somebody mess up a whole camp behind some bullshit, whatever it might be. And to me, I don't even want to know what it is. I just hope you can fix it before you leave here, because as we can see, tomorrow is not promised to none of us. We lost Cottonmouth a year ago. Now we can turn around and lost JR. Times is not on our side. We need to wake up. And when I say we, I'm included in that, because I got two sons that's racing now and nephews. But we really need to wake up and have fun while we are here on this earth. God put us here for a reason. And if you don't understand it, you need to get in the Word of God and understand that. Ain't nobody taking nothing away from you. We're trying to give you something that is everlasting loving with somebody else that's walking around on this earth that may need you, may want to talk to you, but because they feel that you may say something wrong to them, they won't approach you. Let's put down the fence and put up love and take all this hate out of racing. We all come together every weekend to run with each other, against each other, and laugh when it's over with. And if you can't do that, well, maybe this ain't for you. But when you lose somebody that's been around for a long time, that shit hurt like hell. For me to get a phone call at work this morning, and I'm sitting there, I had just laughed and said something about him. He was dealing yesterday with Malone, and I could only imagine how Malone is feeling, regardless of what anybody thinks. When you lose somebody close to you, or you lose a friend that you've been in contact with that is around you week in and week out, if it don't touch you, you must be a devil. Because God didn't put nobody on this earth that don't have feelings. So y'all need to stop this bullshit, wake up, start racing, and leave all this other stuff behind you. The devil is busy. And if you let him in your life to ruin what you got, your friend has, it's going to mess up everything around you. You only need one person saying something negative to try to put that whole group down. If you're a man or a woman, step up. As of today, when somebody talks negative to you about somebody else, tell them, go fix it. I don't want to hear it because you ain't going to bring me in that situation. But you need to fix it before you come in this camp. Time is not on our side, and y'all have seen that today. That man left a baby that just turned a year old here. God has something else for him. I don't question God's work. But you better wake up and see. You got kids, you got a mother, a father, a brother, a sister, and a best friend. What if they had to wake up and get that phone call? Fix what's broken. It ain't going to make you no smaller of a woman nor a man. It's going to make you a bigger man or a bigger woman. But God, see your work. That door be waiting on you with open arms, not downstairs, if you know what I mean, where you may end up going. Fix it. I love racing with every last one of y'all. I done had every name called at me, but guess what? When you see me, I still got a smile on my face, and I walk with my head up and still talk shit because I have fun and love what I do. My heart goes out for Jason Malone, Richard, and all of them, because they was the elite team at one time. And I don't even want to know what happened with that. I just know when you don't fix something, God got a way of stirring something up, telling you to wake up before it's too late again. We all go to track racing. Everybody is a shit talker. But at the end of that night, if you can't be that big person and say, man, I enjoy being here with you, give somebody a high five, hug that brother, that sister, and walk away with a smile on your face, what the hell did you go there for, man? I'm just saying this because it touched me hard today. And I had trouble working today because I'm thinking about this man's daughter that just turned a year old, his family and everything. That is not here right now. This shit is hard, boy. And if it ain't hit you yet, something is wrong with you. Stop it today. It's a wake-up call. That's all I got to say.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, yeah. Miss Lisa. We appreciate that. It is definitely a wake-up call, man. A wake-up call. Yeah. And basically, me and JP main objective today, man, is just, you know, just take some time out, man. Like I say, it ain't all that serious and it ain't all that crucial. Hold on, I got one more call. 832-8331.
Come on, Lil
B. This is Lil B, guys. How y'all doing, Grud Racers? Grud Rule.
How you doing, Lil Bill?
What's going on, Bill? What's going on?
Nothing much, man. I was just inquiring, man. Prayers go out to the Johnson family. Like Lisa say, I can't question God about nothing, brother. But as I always tell each and every one of you guys and ladies that's on this phone, it's nothing wrong with telling the person that you love them, because we can get off the phone and anything can happen in any given moment. With that saying, man, is that we all have something in mind. We all have something in common. But sometimes, man, you got to let your pride down sometimes. You don't always have to be the bad person or the better person at nothing that you do. As long as you wake up in the morning and look around and thank God for letting you lay down and wake up to that next morning or that next night, just thank God for what he did for everybody. You know, I pray for each one of you guys when y'all get in the race car. No matter if it's my brother, my friend, whoever it is, you know, you got to obey the turn wheel. You got to obey the brake pedal, the gas. It's things that you fighting in them cars, bro. Don't get in there and thinking you supposed to go down and your car's supposed to run a 480 or a 40. Get in that car and test the car before you get out there. There's nothing to play with, dude. And I've seen a lot of people lose their life in these cars, man. And they have anger in their hearts when they get in them cars. Bring it, tone it down a little bit, man. There's nothing wrong with taking an L. There's nothing wrong with taking a W. Don't make fun of people who loses and whoever wins. We having fun at what we do, man. You know, there's a lot of people have envy. You know, a lot of people have hatred one another. You got to throw that out the window, man, and wake up and do something different. We all friends at everything that we do. We friends while we on this phone. We friends when we see each other. Whatever you hear or whatever the next man say about the next person, say, man, walk away sometime. Don't indulge in it all the time. Listen to it and walk off. I mean, I know Junior. I've been knowing Junior for a minute. I've been knowing Jason. I've been knowing Charlie Boy, Big D. I know all of guys hang together, Richard and all of them. But the thing is, man, enjoy life while we here, man. You know, do what we do every day, every single day. Whether we talk on a talk show or talk on the phone, talk among the people who you're talking to. Or if you got something against a person, express that to that person. Don't tell everybody what you got going on. There's nothing wrong with that. I see it, and I see it every day, all day. But something you just have to keep to yourself. You don't want to be involved in nothing. With that said, man, I love the Johnson family. My prayers go out to everybody that's on the phone that lost a loved one, man. You love them sometime, man, because that's what some people really need, to get some of that hatred out their heart. But that, I mean, I'm going on mute, man, but, I mean, wake up, dude. I mean, it's a lot God got planned for us, and we're not taking it. We're not acknowledging none of it right now. Just do your thing, man. Have fun in it and enjoy your life, bro. Look what happened overnight. I wasn't expecting to hear that phone call this morning. I was scared to call back when I seen so many people calling. I was scared to even call back to see what was going on. And just look, there it is. Trying to pick up the show, bro. I'm going to go on mute and just take heed at it, brother.
Yes, sir, Mr. Lipton.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Let me get Gordon your mic open, sir. Gordon.
Hey, go to that trans break button, Gordon.
I'm there. I'm sorry, man. I just wanted to reiterate what I said on Facebook earlier. I learned at a young age, growing up in a church background, that you weren't guaranteed the next breath. and we need to start looking at things a lot different than what a lot of us do, because you never know what's going to happen.
I agree. I think in life and food, man, I keep on repeating that. I think in everything, you know, every day you leave home, you know, I tell my old ass, man, I get mad, I let it go. I don't try to carry it over to the next day, you know. I let my problems be that problem for that day, and I let them be. Let me go to one more caller. Let me see. 281-0071.
Mr. Troy, this is Bobby.
Hey, Mr. Bobby, how you doing?
Man, I'm doing all right. I didn't really know Junior very well. I only met the man one time at XRP, very briefly. He was walking around with Drew Hundley, but, you know, kind of listening to most of the folks talk here. You know, most of us that are doing this, you know, are in their 30s, a lot of us 40s and 50s. And, you know, when you get off the phone tonight, sit there and think about one thing. And that's most of us got a lot more past than we got future coming to us. And you know, everybody's going to have a problem. You don't, you know, you can not have hate towards somebody internally and just not mess with them no more. But every day you got to wake up happy that you woke up and realize that it's only one life, and that's all you got.
Yes, sir.
At the tone, please record your voice message. When you are finished recording.
We call somebody. Call somebody to be. Oh. No, Bobby, you got a good point, man. We only got one. Got to make the best of it, the one we got. But, man, like I said, I ain't asking everybody to, you know, hang out with everybody on the weekend and go shoot pool and all. I just want y'all to not have a hatred towards somebody or not want to deal with that person for something so small. You know, me and Junior had our problems, but we came together like two men and we talked it out and we squashed it and to kind of find out it was nothing big, you know. And thank God that I had the opportunity to, you know. But it's just that, man, you never know. You, like I said, you never know. But, man, if anybody else got anything to say, because, like I said, it's going to be a brief show. I got a lot of stuff to do tonight. But I just wanted to come over here and actually dedicate, you know, a little time to Junior, you know, because it was unexpected and nobody thought that. Y'all pressed the one button before we get out of here, but we're going to clock out kind of early, man. Like I said, I got a lot of stuff to do tonight. I really didn't plan on having a show tonight and apologize for what happened yesterday. But that's all me and JP control. I think JP paid a bill, so we fine because we on right now. But but yeah, y'all press the one button if y'all got something to say, but we'll figure it out here. I'm going to give it about 2 minutes, about a minute. If anybody got anything to say, press the one button. If not, we put it on and clock out of here. If nobody else got something to say, I just want to thank y'all for coming in for this brief time. Sorry it ain't no longer, but JP, you got any closing words?
Man, prayers, brother. That's all I can say, man. Prayer, be thankful. Every time you open your eyes up in the morning, man, just be thankful, brother.
Yes,
everybody
enjoy,
man. Condolences, like I say, condolences go out to the families, man. All parties involved that was affected by it, man. I know it's a tough pill to swallow. You know, we all got to experience it when it comes to close family and friends, man. So I can kind of relate to what people are feeling that close to the situation, man. I know right now they just need prayers, man.
Yeah, absolutely, man. And like, all again, all these people on the phone. Miss Lisa, thank you for coming in for your words. Chucky, thank you. Gordon, appreciate you. LaBille, thank you. Bobby, thank you. But, man, you go out to the Johnson family, man, if y'all on here. Could hear me if y'all need any. Get in contact with me, JP, Ms. Lisa, I will, if we can assist in any kind of way. Jason Malone, reach out to us if y'all need anything for us, you know, anything you think he would wish he wanted. Just let us know. That's it. But y'all have a good night, man. We are out of here. I thank y'all, and I'll see y'all next Wednesday at 7 o'clock.
Peace.
Peace.